Hello, podcast listeners. Welcome to the All Things Girl Scouts podcast. Today, we're talking about group decision making. I have to say, the girl-led aspect of Girl Scouts is a favorite of mine, and there are tons of opportunities for your girls to make decisions. Some pretty common decisions that troops need to confront at any age level are what badges, patches, awards, or journeys to earn, what project to do for a Take Action project or the Girl Scout Bronze or Silver Award, how to spend troop funds, and setting up a troop goal for the cookie program. Decision-making can be tricky, and it isn't a one-style-fits-all approach either. Today, we're going to discuss a few different methods that can work really well for your troop and give you some ideas of ways to mix it up from time to time. The most common system for decision-making is often majority rule, usually held as a vote. Sometimes it's a blind vote, but sometimes it's a show of hands where the girls can see what everyone else is voting for. The good news is that whatever most of the group wants happens. It's pretty simple and straightforward. The bad news is that girls who absolutely don't want to pursue that choice are overruled because they're outnumbered. So let's take a look at a troop voting on a summer trip, for example. Most of the girls voted in favor of a pool party, so most of the troop is very happy, but you also have a girl or two who really hate swimming, who might not be so happy. On the other hand, girls are really familiar with the voting process, and they're generally used to accepting the outcomes. It happens in school and all different other types of environments, and this can be used to make quick decisions if that's your goal for the moment. My favorite decision-making system, though, is consensus building. The decision you reach should be something that everyone can live with. For instance, you're looking at that summer trip. On the list, girls might mark each option as green, yellow, or red. Green means, I would love to do this activity. Yellow means, I would be okay with doing this. And red means, I would not like to do this at all. The options with red would be removed right away so that no one falls into that category of what they would definitely not want to be doing. But all the remaining options are things that everyone could live with even if it wasn't their top choice because there are only greens and yellows left. So no one will be absolutely upset. It's at least something that they can live with. From there, you can reduce to which option has the most green if you want to, which is a little bit more like the majority rule. But this process helps make sure everyone's needs and preferences are taken into account and no one is left out. This method is more time consuming, and it especially becomes more time consuming if you have a lot of discussion around the activities first or after people have indicated their different preferences. And you have to make sure that the girls understand what the process is and what you're doing, since they're usually less familiar with this approach than a standard vote for one thing and some people win and some people lose. It's different than the straightforward voting method. So you want to make sure that they understand the entire process and the purpose for doing it. This also helps benefit the girls by practicing cooperation, communication, and collaboration. When we talk about our three processes in Girl Scouts of girl-led, learning by doing, and cooperative learning, this process really fits in well with the girl-led and the cooperative learning processes because girls are learning how to communicate their thoughts and feelings and come to a consensus of how they think they'll be able to work well together and come to a decision that everyone is at least somewhat happy with. Now, on occasion, you might have a girl who's a holdout, and she'll mark only her favorite option as green and the rest of them as red because she wants to buck the system. So you might have to have extra conversations with your group about fairness and being part of the team and what cooperation looks like, but that's going to help you build strong group dynamics through the decision-making process. This podcast is hosted and sponsored by Stacey Simpson Consulting. Did you know that we do more than podcasting? We also host Adventure Camp Overnight at YMCA Camp Greenville in the Carolinas for juniors and cadets with their adult volunteers. In a jam-packed weekend, we'll provide activities led by professional outdoor staff, hot food served in the dining hall, plus we'll even take care of the dirty dishes. cabins for sleeping, and 1,400 acres of mountaintop beauty. You won't want to miss this. Find more information at adventurecampovernight.com. Your next option is to divide and enjoy. Sometimes groups need to remember that they don't all need to agree or do the same thing. If you're planning your year, looking at all the badges, and you have a group who wants to do outdoorsy badges and not do artsy badges, and another group of girls feels the opposite, then go for it. For a few meetings, divide into two groups and earn those badges separately. Then come back together for some other activities that everyone agrees on. Lots of troops, particularly at the older levels, use a patrol system, which means girls in big troops divide into smaller sections called patrols, and those might be based on their interests and things that they want to do separately, and then they still want to come together as a large troop to do other types of activities. So doing it all and doing it all together is not required. And remember, if you find yourself at an impasse and you're just stuck, that's a fantastic time for girls to reflect and discuss about their opinions with each other and practice that communication. Sharing their points of view can help you solve a decision that just won't budge and hopefully lead you to a new solution or a compromise. We've prepared a downloadable resource for you on the website at allthingsgirlscouts.com. This week, it's an example consensus decision-making sheet. We have two examples. One that has colors, the green, yellow, and red that we talked about, and one that has emojis, a super happy face, a kind of happy face, and a sad face that maybe your girls would appreciate more. And you can write in the options of whatever it is that you're trying to decide, and then copy that sheet to share with the girls during your group decision-making process, or you can print it out really big as a poster and do a different sort of voting system, however you would like to use that. It's available for download in this episode at allthingsgirlscouts.com. So that's all we have for you for episode one. Thank you so much for joining us. This one is short and sweet, but we promise to bring you more episodes in the future based around specific topics and with actionable resources. You can also find articles and other information at allthingsgirlscouts.com any time of the week, even if we are not posting a new episode at the moment. So definitely stay connected and subscribe there to get updates to your inbox as well. Thank you so much for everything that you do for Girl Scouts, and we can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye-bye.